Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you to the broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. But before we go into the word the Lord has given me to share with you the next few days, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, we come to you, and we thank you for the privilege of coming before you. Your throne to find the grace that we need in our time of need. And Father, you see the needs that are represented in the lives of everyone who's praying with me right now. Lord, those spiritual needs, those concerns on their heart, Lord, they're needing your wisdom. They want to understand your will, the direction, the path that you want them to follow. And so, Father, you said in the word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. Father, I pray that you will, in very clear, unmistakable ways, give them the knowledge, the instruction, the understanding they need to go forward. And Lord, physically, Lord, there are many who are struggling with physical illness, and not only in the old covenant, but Lord, in the new covenant, as we read that Jesus received those stripes on his back for our healing, Peter says, for by his stripes you were already healed. And so, Father, we thank you that that atonement, that payment has been paid by the Lord Jesus, and we can believe you. We can receive that healing that you have provided for us. And Lord, emotionally, every need, Lord, it is your will to meet of all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So, Father, I take authority over emotional turmoil right now. Lord, you know how the enemy loves to stir up trouble, to cause us to be upset. The things the enemy would bring against us through loved ones, through relationships, through circumstances, the situations that we face. Father, we thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, as an armor. Lord, Ephesians speaks about the armor that you give us, and it's for the whole man. It's all the way from the helmet of salvation all the way to our feet, the gospel of the preparation of peace. And so, Father, we thank you that we are fully clothed and have the mind of God. We know the will of God. And, Lord, we're asking that you will make us victorious in every single area. And, Father, financially, those who are struggling, Lord, in the world we're living, Lord, everything is going up, and God, we're asking that you would stretch our finances, that you would supply greater finances, and that you will enable us, Lord, not just to have our needs met, but that we can give freely, not only to you in our tithes and offerings, but to be able to give to others in benevolence and kindness to express the goodness of the Lord. So, Father, it's your will to meet all of our needs. And so, Father, we claim that right now by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you thanksgiving. We give you praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, the Lord is in us. I want to share a scripture, living the Word. The living Word is in us, but also we have the scriptures, our instruction manual on how to live a victorious Christian life. And Christ is in us, beloved. He's living in you if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Lord is near, the Word of God says in Philippians 4:6. Have no anxiety, but in everything make your request known to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God, which is beyond our utmost understanding, will keep guard over your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Those are verses 6 and 7. So the Lord lives in us, and He will give us everything we need. He'll give us the power to obey His word as well as to understand it. And I believe there's a process that comes in understanding. I mean, if we can read the language of the Word of God, whatever our language is, English, for example, in this country, we can understand it. Basically what it is saying, but I believe there are layers of revelation and understanding in the simplest word of God. It is without measure. There are spiritual truths, I believe, that God wants us to understand from the word of God. In fact, right now, Lord, we ask that. Lord, it's the Spirit of God that must open the word of God. And we pray, Lord, that even though some may have walked with the Lord for years, they're very familiar with the word of God, Lord, I'm asking in Jesus' name for all of us, you will give us greater and greater understanding and revelation of the word of God. We thank you for it. And so this passage, those two verses I read in Philippians 6 and 7 in chapter 4, how many of us really believe these verses of Scripture? And we'll say, of course, we acknowledge this to be truth, but how in actuality, in reality, is it our experience? And if we're honest, even the most dedicated Christians have to say that they're anxious, they can worry. In fact, anything that can upset them. And so the Lord knows that. We don't go around confessing that, but deep in our heart, you see, the Lord knows our heart, and He knows the things that we need. So we want to start living and experiencing God's Word. Psalm 55, verse 2 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee." Another translation puts it like this, "Commit your fortunes to the Lord." And that's not only your fortunes, your future, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Some of God's dear people, by the multiplied thousands, have been taught, and they believe, because of erroneous and false teaching, that it is impossible to be an overcomer in this earth. And the fact is, even though it is preached, it seems to be beyond the grasp of many, if they're honest, within their own heart. They just condemn themselves. They get upset because they're not living that abundant life that we see described in the Word of God. And it's not God's will that it be continually evasive and unreachable to us. You know, we can acknowledge that truth is in the Bible, but somehow we seem to think its application is not effective or workable in our lives, nor, because of the pressures of the present age that we're in, can it really be a reality. But maybe I'm kind of simple-minded, and I'll admit to that. I believe if it's in the Word of God, we can have it. It's just that simple. And so many believe that they can't live above sin. And I know that from the letters that come in. It's like they're continually tripped up. They don't believe that somehow it's just things that the spiritual walk just isn't working effectively for them. And so if they don't believe that truly they can live a life above sin, they certainly don't believe that they can be an overcomer spiritually and be blessed in every area, spiritually, physically, financially, or materially. You know, we have many wonderful opportunities available to us. There are faith seminars, faith rallies, faith festivals, where we're taught the dynamics of faith, incorporating all the intricate teachings on how to let our faith go, how to believe God. But sometimes the Lord might be speaking to us through that still small voice of the Holy Spirit. If our faith were just a little more simple, if we didn't have to work so hard to have faith, but if we would allow that childlike faith that He gives us to operate in our lives, we could simply take Him at His word, and our lives would be victorious, and we would walk in the sunshine and the joy of His presence in the glory of God. I have always said, and perhaps you've heard me say it if you have listened over the years, that God is not unrighteous. He has given you, right now, beloved, all the faith you need to overcome in the circumstances of your life. Otherwise, He would be unjust. Now, He's given you the faith. Your responsibility is to act on that faith, but He's given it to you. Otherwise, He's expecting you to do something you couldn't do because you don't have the faith for it. Faith is a gift of God, and we don't have to work it up, you know, do something to earn it. He's given it to us. But the thing is, we, as God's people, must act on it. And so there's nothing wrong and everything good with teaching the principles of God's word. But if we get so caught up in the dynamic principles, if you will, we lose sight of the forest for the trees. And so I believe it's in the heart of every single one of you listening that you want to be powerful in your witness for Jesus. You want to be victorious over all the attacks of the enemy. You want to be powerful to be able to testify and represent the Lord in every area of your lives. And you want to be successful in the things that you put your hands to. Well, God is going to enable us to do that. I believe that with all of my heart. Why? Because the scripture says He's given the ministries to the body of Christ that we can attain the stature of a perfect man. That's why He's done it. Praise God. Well, beloved, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close because my time's running out, but I do invite you. You know, there's a very important spiritual principle in agreeing prayer. You can approach God, you can ask Him, but if you're still struggling, having difficulties, there's power in agreement. It's not what I'm saying, it's in the Word of God. And so avail yourself of this opportunity. If the Holy Spirit's nudging you, then He has a reason for doing that. Not just obedience, but there may be a word, scripture that God has for me to send to you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.